In 2012, Carly Sakin and Daniel Weisberg founded The Skim from their couch. Now, 6 years later, their morning newsletter gives over 7 million subscribers the news and information they need to start their day. When they first started the company, they got a lot of advice from other female entrepreneurs. Now they're sharing those conversations and more on their podcast, Skimmed from the Couch. Every week, you'll hear from women like Arianna Huffington, founder of the Huffington Post, and Thrive on why she puts her phone to bed at night. Or how actor Taraji P. Henson got over her first rejection and learned how to negotiate for herself. It's a podcast about the real stuff. Tips and tricks to launch, grow, and change your career. The only rule on the couch? No BS. Check out Skim from the Couch wherever you listen to podcasts. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Nikki Marie Radio. I'm sitting here with Andrew McCurry. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thank you, Nikki.
Awesome. Well, tell us about yourself, your health, growing up as a child, and all that great stuff.
I'm 51 years old, and I've been in fitness probably 19 to 20 years. Started out with being very, very underweight and frail body, but didn't have any strength and confidence. So I got injured a couple times, and being injured kind of basically made me really realize how fragile my body was and my concerns for health.
Wow.
So taking some time after that over the years, just started studying and practicing different practices and fitness and stuff. It allowed me to take it a little bit more serious and then educating myself with it. And I pretty much then from that standpoint just became to build out a whole different brand and following it.
Wow, interesting. Well, what is your title here?
I'm the owner of Dimensional Training Studios. I also own a company called Kuma Incorporated, which is online management. So once I had the online management of traveling all over the place and having people follow the different practices online, I wanted to have a location. So I have developed a brick and mortar for people to be able to come in and train and then have me assess what they're doing and follow up from that standpoint. And then it became a little bigger and bigger from that mm-hmm. standpoint.
What's the philosophy?
The philosophy is based off of a lifestyle of fitness, not just the practice of being able to go in and just hit a boot camp or a different hard, strenuous regimen. It's basically figuring out exactly what areas of fitness you should be focusing on,
mm-hmm.
you as an individual. And we do it in a small group class setting. So, and the technique itself is based off of corrective first, the first 20 minutes of corrective. So corrective meaning that we actually figure out what's going on in your body. What does your body footprint say? How have you been treating it?
Mm-hmm.
And then from that point, we spend the next 40 minutes out of the hour that you give us to make sure you're doing all the different multi points of resistance, like functional training, but primarily figuring out exactly what things you're able to do or not able to do. But every day that you train, you should spend the first 20 minutes listening to the body,
mm-hmm.
understanding where there's balance or weaknesses in the body. And then you spend those next minutes, those 40 minutes, being able to train those particular parts. But if you don't take that time daily to figure out to work on something that is the weakest link, you won't ever really make that time.
Right.
So,
you consider yourself a fitness trainer?
I don't. I basically kind of left that many years ago because I found out that there are so many different, perspectives of what people classify themselves as a trainer.
Yeah.
Not they label themselves like, hey, I'm a trainer. Yeah, I got a certification too. So I left that because it started to give people an idea that trainer just trained me. So
mm-hmm.
I didn't look at myself that way. I wanted to connect with the people, the practice, to understand the science more.
Right.
So I spent more time understanding what that was.
And that's why you made it movement specialist.
Yeah, so the movement specialist became just part of the practice of saying it's a movement that you really want to, you want people to understand that their movement patterns is what gives any other professionals an idea of what you can and can't do.
Right.
And then becoming a specialist, we actually even say, this is something that's probably healthy for you.
Right.
That movement is not safe for you.
Mm.
And without movement, there's death,
Right.
Everything that's alive
wow.
moves. So
that's a great way to put it.
Well, that's the practice.
Yeah.
So being just a, you know, a trainer is the difference. Like, I'm training you to do what? Like something, or where is it that you're spending your time, or understanding what your own body is, you know, language says, its footprint says. So.
Yeah, I guess that kind of goes into the question of, if you're not a mobile person,
yeah,
how do you do the workouts? Like, right. You guys would figure out.
Well, ultimately what happens is that most clients who really, really don't understand what's safe for them or not, they either look at it, hear about it, someone tell them what to do, but they don't really connect with it. And part of dementia training technique really is understanding how to convey that message over to each individual person.
Right.
So if we do it individually as a private training session, or if we do it in small group sessions, the instructor, that the power of being an instructor or a specialist to be able to say, this is what we're looking for, to communicate that, to demonstrate that, is the practice. Mm-hmm. That is the real specialty of this, the practice, not just, hey, just do it. If you can't, it's on you. No,
right.
It's not about it, it's on you. It's like, your job is to make sure that those students, if you will, really understand what's the correct movement for them or not.
Right. Yeah, because you have people from different ages.
Absolutely.
Right?
You have people from all walks of life. Some people actually, you know, don't have the same mobility in their joints and limbs and stuff. They don't have the same strengths. So,
right.
Well, where should they be? So as a specialist, that's really what you, you as an expert should be able to know. And that's what we practice. We teach and educate all our the trainers who do come in, and they look for changing what their own philosophies are. We work with them and make sure that they have that understanding in this platform.
What are some of the services that you guys, like the key services that
primarily the key services that we are offer is small group training session. We don't try to make people feel like that they need to pay for private training. If they can't, if they don't want to be in a group setting, it's no benefit for us to keep them handicapped if they're not able to learn.
Right.
Like, you have to really put people in a position where they learn how to be efficient, and it becomes a part of them learning how to cook for their own food, you know. I mean, cook their own food and, you know, learn how to eat it healthier, or, you know, learn how to move healthier and do it. But if you sit there and do it handicapped them, they're just never going to really progress out of that. And that accountability is on you as a company or as an expert to say, hey, yeah, I work with this person. Really? Well, then you should know how to do this. Then, I mean, you know, really, if you do it, that means this is what you've learned, right? We've learned it together, right? And they go, yeah, so good. That's part of our philosophy. You know?
Well, how do you become a member?
Well, becoming a member is quite simple. You just log on to our website, dimensionaltraining.com, or either cool.com, which is KQOOL.com. Same subsidiary, you'd be able to reach out and fill out the forms and line up for assessment. So the assessment is like a 20-minute assessment that allows you, the experts, to sit with you and figure out what it is that you have, pains, you know, ailments, or mobilities, or, you know, just lazy, or just some people just don't have enough time.
I'm lazy.
Well, some people just really don't understand how to maximize whatever time they have, or not. So they sit and they go into a gym, and I look at gyms as a place where people just go and they rent space for equipment, and then they have to figure out what to do with it.
Right.
You know, they have the little signs sticking on the side of the machine, or they have a trainer walk over and say, hey, this is what you should try.
Right.
But where is it that they need to understand what they need to do when there is no gym? What do they need to understand about myself, my body, where my goals are?
Right.
And so they remove that sense of fear, and they learn to feel empowered. So,
like, I go to the gym sometimes, and a lot of times I am doing movements, and I don't know if I'm doing it correctly or not.
Right.
No one comes over and says, you really should be doing this instead of this.
Right.
So that's a good point.
Well, part of our human nature is to take the path of least resistance.
Mm-hmm.
So most people don't learn about pain benefiting them until the later part of their years. Like, so if you get past 20 or 30 years old and then you go, okay, pain is good. Well, then why was I taking Tylenol? Why was I taking all these pain, you know, reducers?
Right.
Well, you know, then you have to teach you to say, no, that pain hurts. That sweating in your body is good for you. No, to feel out of breath is good for you. Like, well, that's difficult for people to embrace later in their years. So,
what is COOL?
So COOL is just it's an acronym of Keeping Quality Opportunities Online, which is basically the online management systems that we use to be able to make sure that people had a portal to be able to go and find the different techniques and the science, as well as the education. And so that is the parent company to the brand.
Wait, you have to say that again. KQOOL stands for
Keeping Quality Opportunities Online.
Nice. Nice. What is the biggest lesson that you've learned throughout this journey, personally, mentally, and physically?
I often hear people say lifestyle. They use the word lifestyle as if it's, you know, buying something from Starbucks. And there's really not the same connection that they really connect with it. Part of your lifestyle, and as part of it, it's like a mission. So when you have a mission, one of the missions is in life is to reach optimum level of self. Mm. So part of our mission is your future self. Where are you going to be in the future? So we're not going to be CrossFitters like when we're 50 and 60 trying to, you know, why? Because it's not adaptable for us to be able to treat our bodies that way,
right,
more than we treat our bodies other ways. So we can't be marathon runners for the rest of our
right.
life. So part of the, what is your future self? 360 degrees, where are you going? Where are you? Where's the full vision of yourself? So part of it for me is really making sure that I understand what's going to be the healthy practice for me, not to do too much of anything,
right,
and not enough of other things.
Right.
So that practice allows me to be able to teach, making sure people really understand how to implement this part of your life. Well, you wake up every morning and you do your hair a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
You make sure your makeup and your lips and nails and stuff a certain mm-hmm. way. Well, the questions are, were those things that are external? What about the internals?
Yeah.
What about these parts of self?
Right.
Where's your future body going to be?
Mm-hmm.
If your future body is going to be in your 50s or in your 60s at this condition, where's, if you don't attend to mm-hmm. it, where's it going to be, like the money you put in the bank? Will it accrue, right, you know, more interest on it? Is it going to get that? So the same thing with everything you put your investments into. Where's your future self? So we believe that this is part of the healthiest practice. 20 minutes of corrective, working on self, working on pains and injuries in the body, and then 40 minutes at the end to make sure you can work on the rest of your body.
Wow. Thank you for making me feel absolutely amazing about myself. Who are your biggest supporters?
Well, my supporters are people that look for the same. The people that really wake up one morning and say, you know, I'm tired of the same process of getting injured. I'm tired of not understanding self, mm-hmm. understanding what my goals are. And those are the guys that keep coming back.
Yeah.
And the people that keep following, and wherever you go, travel, they follow you because they believe the same. So birds of a feather flock together,
mm-hmm.
right? So they tend to have the same mentality, right?
Mm-hmm.
People that go to bars hang out together. They tend to know
True.
Each other, right?
True.
For people
yeah.
in fitness, they go and shop for the same type of mm-hmm. fitness apparel. Eventually, they start out with like baggy shirts, but eventually they start to connect with themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So they begin to visualize themselves. They start thinking the same. So it's a healthy community. So seeing yourself that way is like, you know, very, very important
yeah.
to see yourself the way you see your total self, you know.
Right.
Healthy yourself.
How can people stay motivated? Like, I'm a foodie and I don't eat everything that's good for me.
Okay.
But how can people stay motivated? Like, once they do start working out and eating healthy, how can they stay on that path?
Well,
I
teach this analogy. I give you two quick analogies. One of them is that people should think of like their car. Instead of you putting gas in the car for the week,
mm-hmm.
well, you don't want to put food in your body for the week.
Mm-hmm.
So if you think in terms of put gas in the car enough to get you to the next gas station, that's it. Your path, every path,
wow.
you need to load up. So that means you get just enough to burn mm-hmm. so that you just need just enough to right, get to your next
right.
move, food time. If you don't, every time there's storage left in the tank and your body's not using, the car is sitting down.
Mm-hmm.
Right, the body is beginning to just process it because everything the body doesn't use turns to fat. So every time you don't use it, it just sits there.
Right.
So you probably should only eat just enough to get you to your next meal,
right.
not more than.
Some people overeat.
Yeah. So yeah. then you have the second analogy, is a frying pan. So if you have a frying pan, and the frying pan is just a cold frying pan, you can put bacon, steak on it, nothing's going to happen. But if you heat the pan up well enough, doesn't matter what you put on it, it's mm-hmm. going to burn it down
right.
to the lean portion.
Right.
So that's an active body.
Right.
That's why people that are more active and they keep that heat mm-hmm. in the body, they keep the body metabolizing. It tends to burn all of those extra things you don't want. You can flip it, turn it over. It does different exercises that
right.
keep moving. So that pan gets really, really hot. So those analogies are what I teach a lot because it's the fastest way I think people have been able to embrace, why do I need to be concerned about this diet, that diet. Mm-hmm. Think about the frying pan. Think about how much heat you put in the pan.
Wow.
Or think about how much extra you're putting inside the car. Mm-hmm. The car, just to go from, I got to go to bed with a bunch of food in my stomach. Ooh. Why? Right? So the body doesn't get a chance to burn it out.
Yeah.
So these are the philosophies that we practice.
Oh my God. That's terrible. You make it sound even more
sorry.
Terrible.
It's the fastest way that people
understand.
They grab it somehow. They just they understand. Well, guess what? You keep what you know, you are a byproduct of what you eat, right? And do. You can just eat and do nothing, or you can do a lot.
Yeah.
But how do you fight the process? Wow. Activity, movement, and energy is what fights the process. So either you do more or less of one thing or more. So,
like, is it best to do cardio and workout combined, or like, how would you suggest?
Well,
me
each. Well, personally, you just want to look at in each individual. What the things that you struggle with. You are only as strong as your weakest link. So you feel cardio is your turn. So you feel that is the area you need to work on.
Right.
That's really the answer. It's like most people could tell you, I already know what I'm supposed to be doing, but I just don't do it. Well, then you've actually just been avoiding doing what you need to be doing. But motivating you is really figuring out where your future self. What are you going to be tomorrow? Where are you going? How long is this going to run?
Right.
You know, when you get to pay the taxes on it. You didn't pay all these taxes; they do catch up with you, right? So you understand. So when the more you avoid it, the only thing is you're just avoiding something that's really going to become worse and worse later down the road.
That is very true. Well, you recently participated in the Keep Fit Fun Day event, and I was there as well.
Yes,
it was so awesome. What's next?
Well, we have so many different things lined up. That was a very nice event. We met a lot of people there, a lot of vendors. And it was great for us to be able to expose our practice, what we do different. Mm-hmm. We saw a lot of different fitness companies there. And particularly, it was really great because we really, really had our whole team out there being able to demonstrate.
Yeah, I saw strong bodybuilders.
Yes, but just being able to see how... Even if you are strong, you still need to be mobile. Even if you're strong, you still need to be able to be agile with your body. You can't just be strong and doing nothing.
Right.
So it's part of the whole, full body, 360 degrees. Where can you not do? What the things you can't do are the things we focus on.
Right.
Don't we train pro athletes? We're not training them to do things that they're just great at. We're like, well, this is what you're weak at. So this is why you're here.
Right.
The focus is the same for everyone else.
Interesting. Any other events and stuff?
Or? Yeah, we really have a sweat call with Lululemon. We have a great relationship with them. We're going to be featured out with them in the Hamptons. We just did also the New York Fit Fest out in Long Beach. That was awesome. Turnover. So we have a lot of little things lined up for that. We're also looking to expand and go into the city early next year. So we're aiming at that, getting more locations and stuff. So pretty good stuff on the map right now.
Where can people learn more?
At dimensionaltraining.com.
Awesome.
That is the fastest way to reach us. You can even Google just dimensional training. You'll see us. We're pretty much social media, Facebook, Instagram, and on our online website as well.
So everything is dimensional training.
Yeah. Okay. It's kind of dimensional training. It's the moment you look it up, you'll find us there. Or even if you that, you go to me personally, which is cool.com, KQOOL.com. You'll find the same connections between the brands and the techniques.
Awesome. Well, it was great speaking with you. Nice seeing you again.
Yes, Nikki.
I always end with something positive.
Yes.
So I don't know if you have something motivational for people out there like myself who need to stop being lazy.
Well, the one of the most powerful things that we use is our model. Our model is feel good, look good. And people say it from different perspectives. We say it with a passion because we want you to. When you feel good about you inside, it shows. When you walk into a room, you don't have to say anything.
Right.
People see it and it resonates with people. They go, why did that feel? So the feel good is, when you feel good about yourself, you look good.
Right.
So when you take care of you, your best self, your future self, how you see yourself, it lights up the room.
Right.
And that's the way you wake up every day. It's like, I want to feel good, look good. We practice, when we train it, we say it to ourselves, recite it, feel good, look good. It's a great just a model, an acronym, not acronym, but a quote for you to say just to help you feel better about yourself. Like, you love you, you take care of you, you feel good, you look good. Mm-hmm. That's our practice.
And you also have your family involved too.
Yes. Yes, my daughter is one of my biggest fans. So when she was very young, she would always get up 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning with me, even with her school days. She'd do her homework early. I'm like, girl, it's too early for you. But she'd go, Daddy, I want to get up. You know, and she'd get up and she'd train with me. And she went on to college and went from college. And now she just said, Daddy, I've always wanted to be with you. So she's one of the key players here now in running camps and running her own brand and stuff. It's wonderful stuff. So, but she's definitely, she's very cute and petite, but she's a tough cookie.
The dedication. I love it. I love it. Yes. Have a wonderful day, everyone. Thank you so much for listening, and stay tuned for more episodes.